There was a time in which I served in Prince George, B.C., northern B.C., and it was through the Diocesan Pastoral Center. For a stretch of time, I was involved with an annual ecumenical gathering for the local Christian churches. And in the days leading up to one of these annual events, there was a group from one of the evangelical churches and a group from the Catholic community coming together as part of the preparations. As the event drew near, people talked about what they were doing to personally prepare. And it was learned that a number of those from the evangelical church were fasting, as well as a number of us from the Catholic community were fasting in preparation. The discussion continued on how our respective communities fast at certain times. And it was an aha moment, realizing we shared this tradition. And out of this came a sense there was a time to fast and a time to celebrate. And this is something we can draw from our gospel passage. In Jewish tradition during Jesus' time, fasting was done on certain occasions. There was the annual fast on the Day of Atonement, remembering the Day of Deliverance, the Exodus. Public fasts were declared in times of national emergencies, and private fasts were done for a person's faith, for a person's own faith journey. Fasting was very much a part of the Jewish faith scene. However, Jesus' disciples were not fasting, as pointed out by the disciples of John the Baptist. Jesus' response, and in effect his presence, points to the importance of celebrating the moment at hand. That said, fasting will be appropriate at another time, and Jesus was alluding to his crucifixion. Matthew's gospel is also conveying that the old covenant has to give way to the new covenant in Christ Jesus. The community that this gospel was written for is a Christian community that struggled with breaking from the Jewish faith community, and tensions remain between the two. At the same time, the temple was gone. It had been destroyed. The sacrificial rituals of the temple thus are gone. Christ Jesus is now the sacrifice of all sacrifices, and the temple is no longer needed. And thus the temple served its purpose. Now the new covenant fulfills humanity's relationship with God. Thus, we do not put new wine into old wineskins or patch new cloth onto an old cloak. The new covenant comes out of the old, the new covenant coming from Christ Jesus. The Eucharist we celebrate comes out of the new covenant in Christ Jesus. And we give thanks for Christ coming among us and sharing himself in the word and in his body and blood. May we grow. May we continue to grow in our relationship with Christ. Fasting when it is time to fast, and celebrating when it is time to celebrate.